Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaica to achieve self-sufficiency in Irish potato production. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is anticipating that Jamaica will achieve its goal of 100% self-sufficiency in the production of table Irish potato this year. Minister Without Portfolio J.C. Hutchinson made the disclosure at the launch of H&L Agro's Due West Soluble Crop Nutrition Solution in St. Elizabeth recently. The new products, SoluFeed, MultiFeed and LiquidFeed, are said to be balanced nutritionally and chemically.
I want to applaud H&L and New West Crop Nutrition Solutions for continuing to partner with our farmers to improve their production by introducing new products, new inputs.
Mr. Hutchinson says entities such as H&L Agro support Jamaica's National Irish Potato Expansion Program, which is aimed at reducing imports of the crop.
They have been spending roughly $130 million every year with inputs and training for our farmers.
Mr. Hutchinson says public-private partnerships contribute in a significant way to the growth of the agriculture sector. He also reiterated the need to increase production by placing greater emphasis on value chain production, which will ensure that no agricultural produce is wasted.
Anybody who has a product that they want to carry further to make either juice, jelly, jam, and have it bottled or boxed, there is an incubator at the RADA office in Santa Cruz. You can go down there, check the RADA manager, and he will be able to direct you as to how the operation goes. For you to process what you want to be processing, and you then distribute it wherever you want.
Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Court Management Services National Public Education Symposium, originally scheduled for Tuesday, March 20 in Spanish Town, has been postponed until further notice due to the ongoing security operations in St. Catherine. Send your announcements to radio at jrs.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Crim chok poppy. Translation: being greedy chokes the puppy. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts and the act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you are greedy, you will get hurt. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.